Hello. Welcome to Javon Collins' podcast, JCP, and I'm your host, Javon Collins. And today we will be talking about Duke versus North Carolina and North Carolina's loss. If you would like to, go to javoncollinspodcast.wordpress.com if you would like to see more of the podcast episodes that I post and even the daily prompts I post. Let's get started. So, if you're a Tar Heels fan, then you would want to hear this. So, as you guys, if some of you guys know, Duke versus North Carolina lost against Duke 2 times this month. I think last this month. So let's get started with this. The Duke Blue Devils will look for their first regular season sweep over North Carolina Tar Heels, in 3 years when they meet in the Atlantic Coast Conference matchup on Saturday. The Blue Devils, 22-8, 13-6, ACC, who are just 3-6 on the road, have won 2 of their last 3 games at the Smith Center in Chapel Hill. NC, the Tar Heels, 9-11, 18-11-8, who are 12-2 on their home court, have won 4 of their last 6 meetings with Duke. The Blue Devils posted a 63-57 win over the Tar Heels on February 4th at Cameron Indoor Stadium in Durham, North Carolina. I'm thinking this was right before the game. The game will tip off at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Duke is averaging 72.1 points per game, while North Carolina averages 77.1. The Tar Heels are 4-5 point favorites in the latest Duke vs. North Carolina odds from Caesars Sportsbook, while the over-under for total points scored is set at 143 before making any North Carolina versus Duke picks. Be sure to see the college basketball predictions and betting advice from the Sportsline's proven computer model. The Sportsline model simulates every divisional one college basketball game 10,000 times. And the model enters week 17 of the season, 76-46 from all top rated college basketball picks this season, returning more than $1.06,000 for $100 players. Anybody who's followed it has seen huge returns. Now, the model has set its sight on Duke versus UNC, which is the University of North Carolina, and just locked in its pick. And CBB, what the name is that? Predictions, you can visit Sportsline now to see the model's picks. Here are the college basketball odds and betting lines for the University of North Carolina versus Duke. Alright. Why North Carolina can cover? Junior guard RJ Davis is one of 4 Tar Heels averaging in double figure scoring in 30 games this season. All starts. Davis is averaging 15.8 points, 5.1 rebounds, 3.3 assists, and 1.1 steals per game. He is also one of the best free throw shooters on the team, hitting on 88.2% of his foul shots. Davis scored 19 points on Monday's win at Florida State and had a double with 16 points and 10 rebounds in the 70-63 upset of number 6 Virginia on February 25th. Also helping power North Carolina is senior forward Pete Nance. Nance has been red hot of late, reaching double-digit scoring in each of his last 3 games, including a pair of double-doubles and the win at Florida State. Nance scored 15 points while grabbing 10 rebounds in a 63-69 win at Notre Dame. On February 22nd, he scored 11 points while grabbing 10 boards. He has 5 double-doubles on the season. The transfer from Northwestern has started all 27 games he has played. He's averaging 10.3 points and 6.1 rebounds and 1.6 assists and 1 block per game. I'm not going to read about Duke. As you know, if you're a Tar Heels fan and you don't read about Duke, then you don't have to. Yeah, I'm not going to read all of this. So let's... Okay. So North Carolina made history the wrong time, and it's lost to Duke on Saturday. It will likely make more also the wrong kind next week once the NCAA tournament field is set. North Carolina is now the first preseason AP number one team to lose 12 games in the season. UNC breaks the tie with 2013-4 to Kentucky, which lost its 11th game of the season in the national title game. Sad. That's sad. The Tar Heels lost for the 12th time this season, giving the program the most losses by an Associated Press preseason number one team in the preseason polls 6-1-year history. That's not the worst. That's not even the worst of it. Selection Sunday will come around on March 12th, which that would be next week, if I'm not mistaken. Let's take a look at my calendar. That's next week. And unless North Carolina goes on a miraculous run in the ACC tournament, it's very likely that the Tar Heels will be the first AP preseason number one team to fail to qualify for the NCAA tournament per season bracket topology. North Carolina is on the bubble as a first four out team. Quote, quote. North Carolina has one path to the NCAA tournament through significant work in the ACC tournament. Duke out-wrestles the Tar Heels in Chapel Hill. Does anyone have anything to say about it? Because I know I do. We won last year we won last year two times. Then we lost to Kansas. North Carolina enters the ACC tournament as the conference's number 7 seed. And will play either Boston College, 15-16, or Louisville, 4-27. On Wednesday, because of both teams' 2022-23 struggles, a win for the Tar Heels still won't move the needle much when it comes to their tournament chances. A loss, meanwhile, would nail North Carolina's coffin outright. The team could potentially get a game against the conference's number 2 seed, Virginia 23-6, in the quarterfinals, where a win will obviously help matters. North Carolina beat the Cavaliers, 71-63, on February 25th for what it is worth. A rematch with Duke could only happen if both teams reach the ACC championship game. That's a lot to ask from the North Carolina squad, who has repeatedly failed to get off the ground this season. And Harry's home loss to Duke. Tar Heels fell by a 62-57 score, the second of two lower scoring games between the fierce rivals during the current campaign. For their part, the Blue Devils avenged by degrees their final four loss to USC last spring, sweeping the season series while holding North Carolina under 60 points in both games. It's the first time the Tar Heels failed to score 60 points those regular season games against Duke. Since the 2009-10 season, North Carolina is now in danger of finishing a story never told before. This is just sad. Well, guys, let's see. We're not going to read about the Boston yet. Well, unless it's North Carolina. Let's go on ahead and check the scores. So, let's take a look at scores from last year. 81-77. So, we won against North Carolina 81-77. And then today, this year, 63-57. So, let's look at Duke's defeats. So North Carolina defeated the Duke 2 times last year and today. Well, not today, but last week. I think defeated the Tar Heels. So if you guys would like to, please go to the website. We'll be posted in the Spotify episode in the description, and the video will be done today about this. So have a good day, and I will see you soon. Bye.